Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. That phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of open lines, plenty of time to call in and answer. We can answer some of your questions. So feel free to do that. Those of you just joining us, we're here for 4 hours from 6 to 10 a.m. You can find us live on Sundays at our website at paulparent.com. If you don't get all 4 hours, you'll be able to click on a link to be able to listen to us for all 4 of those hours. So you can enjoy some of the gardening questions that we answer, some of the other questions that people may have that are pretty close to yours or of the same. Excuse me, sorry about that. So we're here 4 hours. Go to our website at paulparent.com. You'll be able to click on a spot in the corner that'll say listen live. You can even listen to some of our old podcasts, those types of things. So definitely take a look there. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. Our newsletter goes out once a week, usually on Fridays at this point, tons of great information. A lot of it, to be honest, is what my father had written for years. We are repurposing a lot of those things so that we still have his voice as part of this, right? That's the whole thing here. We, he was such a huge part of our garden club, obviously. He's the namesake, but we want to keep that as part of it. So look at it. A lot of it is great information. We try to make it timely, so it's the right time of the year for things to happen, some things to think about what you do that next month, etc. So all these things can be found at paulparent.com, and there's even some other links there. We'll be trying to work on that in the next few months here to see if we can add to it. I know one of the things is some of our old newsletters you can't get there, so we're going to work and figure out how we can get that back, because I know a bunch of those are missing. But I always like to take a look back at those old ones and just get some of that extra information, because you love hearing some of that info of what you're what you see during the year, what you can kind of learn from, right? This past newsletter, they talk a little bit about, and when I say a little bit, it's a decent sized article here of how to grow a tasty crop of onions. So things to be thinking about for this spring. And then another article on asparagus and how to grow it. And I know a lot of people have some questions on asparagus usually. What do we do? How do I get this, etc.? So these are two good articles to give you some information on how to grow asparagus and onions. So those are some things just to think about. But no topic is off limits when it comes to the garden. So if you have any questions, we'll try to help you out. You know, it's one of the things my father always used to do, and I've tried to continue with, is, you know, when you come on air, sometimes you realize, oh, I have another question. I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to do what I can do to help you. Okay. So I'm thinking, Nathan, did you say there's a call here?
Yes, sir. I almost answered you like I'm answering the phones here. Rick is in New Hampshire.
All right. Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I got a whole list of questions. I'll get a few of them in right away.
Perfect.
I do volunteer work for senior citizens, and I've been getting pretty aggressive with some indoor planting here and there.
Yep.
And I need a little help. What can I grow inside right now for flowers that go quick? And I have grow bulbs and stuff. I've got full spectrum LEDs that are operating pretty well. I'm realizing now I'm going to need a couple more. But anyways, right now I'm growing onions, sweet potato, kale, and lettuce. I'm going to start starting all my plants because I did like a temporary solarium outside.
Yep. Okay.
It's about 8 by 6 to 8 feet. Close up to 8 feet tall, and then do multi layers. I get clear plastic, and I'm maintaining 40 degrees. Actually, doing some pretty serious landscaping and gardening under that little section. But anyways, what can I grow that will produce vegetables if I do it every day? I just want you to know that I took your advice on the fertilizer.
Yep.
And that was the other thing. So we don't get off track from the quickness. Is it natural alternative?
Yeah, so it is from natural alternative. I believe that's what I heard from you, Rick. I'm sorry. Some of the, when you're coming through, it's a little distorted.
Fertilizer.
Yep. So,
anyways, it's just the story, and then I'll go back to my two questions.
Okay.
I made a mistake, and I put like three times as much as the fertilizer.
Gotcha.
I had watermelon growing out of a 4 by 16 area, 12 feet up the hill, and producing watermelon in the neighbor's yard. Everything went crazy. It was such a bumper crop.
Yep.
And I decided to, and I wanted your opinion on this, I decided at the end, because of all that, it's all organic, fish fertilizer and the fertilizer, and I went to the one that had a higher middle number, and what a difference in the fish fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and I did some biochar and some worm castings, which I'm gonna start a worm thing this year. But anyways, I took, at the end of the year, I bought a nice little unit there for shredding and chipping. It goes up to like 1.25 inches limbs, but I mainly did it to recycle my whole garden because I heard about a guy that just went in there with a mulching lawnmower and just mowed everything down, threw everything in, mowed everything, kept everything right there.
Yep.
The stalks, you know, from the tomatoes or whatever. So I decided to do something a little more from an engineering point of view as far as breaking down. If I sent it through a chipper and it came out like little quarter-inch chips, I think that would be more effective than, you know, running around with a mulching lawnmower and having rocks fly across the yard. So anyways, was I right in taking, you know, a small forest of all different types of vegetables, mainly, and sunflower seeds and corn stalks, and grinding them right down to a quarter by quarter and putting them where they lay, spreading them out and putting 3 inches of hay over there? Am I okay with that?
Yeah, so really what you're doing is creating your own compost right on the top of it, and basically then putting that hay over the top. What's going to happen is it's going to heat it up and let it break down a little bit quicker, right? So all you're doing, I'm sorry, so when you talk sometimes it comes a little distorted over, so I can't hear everything.
It's a good thing, isn't it?
Definitely, it is a good thing. It really is a good thing. So, you know, it's going to depend on who you, you know, there are so many ways to look at it. Some people will actually say, you know, if you're cutting everything down, but leaving, you know, your tomato plant, the rest of it in the soil, it's actually a good thing, because what's happening is the root system stays intact down there. And any nutrients that you've put in there, any root system that you've been building over that full season when you fertilized, will stay intact. So the mycorrhizae that's down there will stay in there until spring.
Okay. I know.
So then when you...
I donated four pickup trucks of food. I had a bizarre thing, but I wrote down everything I did. I'm going to do the same thing this year. Anyways, the tomatoes. I had a bunch of tomatoes that, you know, the frost got them really good. And I should have covered them. I knew the frost was coming. But anyways, we're talking about, oh, 5 or 6 bushels of different types of tomatoes. I sent them through the machine, too, and put them right back into the soil. Am I going to have 9 million tomato plants?
Not necessarily, right? So you're going, some of these might start to pop up over time. But what I would be looking to do is, obviously, you're looking at, you're going to put in starter plants or something that's already started.
No. If those come up and they're doable, I'll, you know, set them out or whatever.
Yeah, so anyway, I would, if they do start.
I want to get back to the inside, the growing thing.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, Rick. I'm going to hit a break here so it would cut you off. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll go into the indoor growing and get a little bit more information for you. So give us a call, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags
under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Rick, and we were looking to talk a little bit about some house plants, indoor plants. Is that correct, Rick?
Yes.
Okay.
I did something the other day by mistake. I put fish fertilizer with fertilizer,
yep,
in a flat glass pie dish with four sweet potatoes in there.
Okay.
And oh my God, they took off. And I broke a couple of the leaves off, and I said, well, I'll just stick them in the water, and they sprouted. So now I got a way of making a lot of slips. I didn't know I could make slips just from a leaf.
Yep.
And so I got a garden outside. I started, and I need advice on that. The sweet potato, I did a thing. I got all the warnings about, you know, rodents and stuff. So I did a fenced-in raised bed, and so like 8x10, and I had a bumper crop. It was really good for my first year. I put the slips in, and they took off and stuff. But I was a little late in the season. I guess sweet potatoes take quite a while, but I put a couple inches of compost and some of that stuff you recommended the last time I called, kind of like a time release something.
Yep.
Is it true that sweet potatoes don't like lime? Because I'm going to be doing some liming out there. I got some pine trees and stuff. Would I be okay if I usually go to Agway and get the best acting stuff.
Well, so the
lawn and the garden.
Yeah, so, I mean, I see no problem adding it down there if you're using the fast-acting because it doesn't have, like, that long, like, that six-month sitting through. I think you'd be fine.
It's too short for me to go 6 months. I think
you would be fine.
Yeah, I'll do the fast-acting. Is there anything else that I could add to the...
Well, so I would continue with like fertilizer during the season, the fish fertilizer. That's really it. I wouldn't do much more than that.
Yeah, well, I want everybody on the radio to know that I made a mistake. I used like 3 to 6 times too much fertilizer, and it took over. I mean, I had 4 by 50 and 40, you know, raised beds.
Yep.
Not raised too much, 6 inches. And the earthworms were astronomical, and the garden was like bizarre. It was like on steroids. It just took over. Everybody had terrible gardens in the neighborhood, and I kept everything organic, and I was careful with the salt in the winter and stuff.
Well, but the anyways, great thing.
What can I do inside for food that'll give me a quick crop for the seniors that I'd
well, so,
be around forever?
Yeah, so, you know, some of the things indoors, some quick and easy. Lettuces are obviously very easy.
I had a problem with lettuce. I don't know if I overwatered it, but I had the soil was just, it wasn't drying out. So maybe I should add a little vermiculite for the lettuce.
You could do that and just cut back a little, bit on the watering. One of the other things to do too is, in those in the area where you're starting it and growing it, maybe add like a small fan to the area. Not so
that's
it's directly.
I was going to ask you about this. The only thing I didn't do, and now I'm going to do it.
Yeah, so I would add that just to get them, you know, it just helps them with their growth. It gets almost like the natural feeling to it.
I get like a 10 by 12 room, and it with like a real small oscillating fan on low. Would that be all right?
Yeah, yeah, that would definitely be fine. We're not looking for it to just sit on there, so oscillating is perfect. You want it to kind of move through, move the foliage a little bit, just so it kind of has that feeling of the outside.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that.
If I have fairly good soil and fairly good drainage, and, you know, everything's kind of in line. We're talking like some of the pots are averaging, you know, 6 to 12 inches. I have a couple of 18 inches for the potatoes, believe it or not.
Yeah, so
I have sweet potatoes growing across the living room. And I exterminated them. I was doing construction in the greenhouse area, the growing room, and I got 2 rats in there when the wall was open. And they wiped out my sweet potatoes. They ate them all, like, in a matter of days. But, boy, were they healthy.
Yeah.
Until I got the trap.
All righty. Well, I got to hit another break.
Thank you very much for your info.
Have a good one there, Rick.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A migrant caravan moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border is calling on incoming Biden administration to honor his open border policy.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed on my administration.
Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan said more than 5,000 people in 2 groups is just the beginning of a tidal wave of illegal immigration. NYPD says a naked man shoved another man off a Harlem subway platform Saturday, but then also jumped down and zapped himself to death on the third rail during a crazed on-the-track scuffle with a Good Samaritan trying to help the fallen man. Betty White, the star of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland? Well, she was born on this day in Oak Park, Illinois, 99 years ago. Happy birthday. Go, Betty, go. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has a new cabinet position, and a name has already surfaced. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced a new cabinet-level position Saturday, elevating the position of White House science advisor. Biden tapped Eric Lander, best known for working on mapping the human genome, for the post. Lander says Biden's emphasis on science is a challenge to solve some of the nation's biggest problems.
The president-elect knows that science and technology will be crucial in meeting this moment. And he has tasked us in this letter. I don't mean just his scientific advisors. I mean the whole scientific community and the American public with answering important questions about how science and technology can best be used to advance our health, our economic welfare, and our national security. He's asked us to rise to this moment.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Rick, you're still with us. Did you have some more questions for us?
An endless amount, but I'm gonna get off the line. I did have one or two.
Okay.
And I use distilled water for the humidifier, and
okay.
I put stuff in it for a senior lady that I live with, and it has to be distilled. Anyways, should I not use that when I'm watering plants? Because I have chlorine to water, so in the summer I can put it in an open, you know, in a big drum and let the chlorine, you know, evaporate a couple of days before I use it. And I use a pump and stuff. And I collect some rainwater, but I haven't got that system set up yet. Anyways, I know chlorinated water is bad news. Our water is bad news here. We don't even drink it. So can I use distilled water or should I use spring water for the inside plants? Because I can't use what's coming out of the faucet.
Yeah, distilled water would be fine. It's not an issue.
I'm not going to lose minerals or something with distilled water. I'll be okay.
No, so, you know, the thing about it is you're adding all those nutrients when you're fertilizing, that type of thing.
With the fish oil and fertilizer and stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about it, honestly. I would
okay.
I would use that without a problem. Oil. Yep.
My compost pile, okay, is in the back and it's in the shade and I haven't been flipping it and I should be flipping it, right?
Yeah, do the best you can because what's going to happen is the best part of the compost is going to be underneath most everything. That's what, you know, because that's the idea.
Flipping it.
Yeah, because
I needed to get motivated. It's 6x8, about 4 feet high.
Yep.
So I'll just build another one beside it and flip it in there or something.
Yeah, so what also helps when you're flipping compost is it actually helps accelerate the process. Okay, so you're moving some of it. You're letting the heat kind of get exposed to other areas. So I would definitely be flipping it and trying to get it to grow, you know, grow a little bit more, if you will. Look to add to the compost to make it so it is going to be stronger for you, that type of thing.
Yeah, I a lot of my property is all gardens, so I don't have much grass. So I've been buying straw. Someone said don't buy hay because of the weed seed. Buy the straw and there'll be less weeds in the garden or what?
Well, so you want the salt marsh hay. Straight straw actually has the weed seeds, whereas salt marsh...
Really?
Yeah, so salt marsh hay is the one that doesn't have the weed seeds in it.
Let me write that down. So can I get that at an Agway? Or?
Yeah, you can get that at most of the local garden centers will have it.
Salt marsh hay, they call it?
Yep. That doesn't have the weed seeds. Sometimes with straw, what happens is some of the animals will be eating it and spitting it out and getting rid of it in the soil. Weed seeds don't just break down easily, so they're just going to be spread elsewhere. Whereas a salt marsh hay is in a marsh, right? That area, it's been treated, not treated, but the energy of the sun, et cetera, has taken care of it. So
I see.
It's more of a natural product. So I would use that salt marsh hay.
Salt marsh hay.
Yep.
All right. I can use that for mulching. I could throw extra in the compost and stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Without a doubt, it's worth using.
I got one question. I'm going to let you off the hook. I know I drilled you a little bit today, but I've had some bad coffee.
That's all right.
I got up early. Hey, I have Russian curly kale. I could be wrong, but I'll tell you what. As we speak, it's been through 8 or 10 frosts, and I have 5 plants outside, and they're still producing. And all it must have been I fertilized too late or something. Anyways, the stems are growing new shoots, and I go out there and I trim it once in a while, and it still produces. I'm making salads and stuff. Can I throw a temporary greenhouse over that and fertilize it and get it? Because it's obviously, it's not going to die, but it's like kind of producing. It's being affected, obviously, by the frost. But it's still alive and well. Does kale come back every year?
Well, so this is the thing, right? With some of your vegetables, they'll continue to grow throughout the season. We kind of tend to use them as annuals and just get rid of them. But if they have the right conditions, they will continue to grow. So if you wanted to throw that temporary greenhouse over it, I would see no problem with it to...
I figured out one of the things. I had a leak. It's a mobile home, and there's a leaky skirt. And I have the skirt. I have it heated underneath. So some of that heat, I'm sure, has been transferred.
I would definitely see that happening. But I would, if you want to throw a temporary greenhouse over it to kind of push it a little bit more, I'd see no problem with that. You know, it does like a little bit of the colder temperatures anyways.
What about growing cold weather crops down here that are for a much colder environment? Is there an advantage to that?
I wouldn't say there's a disadvantage. I'd say the advantage is just being able to produce them, especially with the temperatures. The temperatures we've been having have been kind of perfect for it, right? They'll grow quickly.
So if I put some fish fertilizer and I took your advice about getting a higher middle number on a fish fertilizer, and what a difference. My God.
Yeah, no, I would.
With the fertilizer, it's like unbelievable. I got worms everywhere now. I didn't have any last year.
Well, that's perfect because the worms are creating their own compost and building it into the soil. So you're actually getting a built-in composting system.
I try to, without doing my homework, do a living compost on top of where the stuff is going to grow. And I'm glad that I did the right thing. Otherwise, I'd be out there taking it back off if you said it was no good.
No,
chipping it all up in little 4x4 tips. I mean, I had some of the tomato plants. Well, some of the sunflower seeds were 12, sunflowers are like 12, 16 feet high.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, using that compost, using compost, any type of that to bring in more caterpillars, that type of thing, is perfect.
Is it true that the fertilizing all summer and everything is because I chipped it all up in little teeny chips and put it back in the soil where it was, is going to enhance the soil? The fertilizer itself is still in the stalk, right?
Yeah, so it's going to enhance everything that it has. It's going to, you're basically creating that compost from what it is. Like we discussed, leaving the root system intact is definitely beneficial for everything that's there. Because it just, all the microbes, all the fertilizer you've been doing is still feeding.
I yanked a couple of them by the roots, but next fall I'm going to leave them all in there. I'll just drop them down to the ground.
Yeah, and then just reuse that as a compost. I see no problem doing that.
So let's take a small sledgehammer and smash the roots into the ground. Does that make any sense?
No, I wouldn't do that. So you don't want to affect the roots.
That's destructive.
A little bit, but I wouldn't want to affect that root system. So you've spent so much time fertilizing, taking care of the plants all season. Just by ripping the root system out, you're ripping all those microbes, everything in there, and then you're going to start fresh in the spring. So what you're doing by leaving everything there is you're helping those earthworms, you're helping the soil, you're helping everything continue to go for the next season and get that jump on it. So I think what you're doing is great by chipping it, putting it back into the soil, allowing it to compost on top of that. A lot of people will do that. What they'll do is just, throw some sort of cover over a garden, a compost. You're just using what was already there, using the natural way. So it's perfect.
That's what it would do in nature, right? It would die, go to the ground, and...
Well, that's why a lot of forests, right, the subsoil there is so rich because, any of the trees, they're dropping the leaves, they're breaking down. Any of the plants that die will go right back into the soil. The root system is not, broken up all the time. And so it's just continuously working from there. So, what you're doing is a natural process, which is great. And I think you should keep on with it, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I could go on all day, but I'll let you go because there's a lot of calls that need the answers. And thank you for your professionalism and your experience. I'll tap anybody's brain that knows more than me.
No problem, Rick. I appreciate it, and you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You also.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. If you have some more calls, Nathan, who's up next?
Michelle is in New Hampshire.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I just had a quick question.
Sure.
I'm having a problem with all of the neighborhood cats. I don't own one myself. And getting into my various gardens now that I've removed all of the plants and everything for the season, and they're using it as their cat box. Is there anything I can put down, spray? I've tried, a landscape cloth. They're just moving it aside.
Okay, so Bonide does have a product for, they used to have one for cats and dogs. I'm not sure if it's still out there. I'm on their website just double checking. There used to be a cat repellent that you could use. The other thing, sometimes are they going to a specific area each time?
Yeah, it tends to be an area that gets a lot of sun, so the soil doesn't freeze as quickly as other areas.
Okay. So there are some, there are some, repellents out there that you could use. One that I know of as well is called Scram for Cats. I've talked about on the show a number of times Rabbit Scram. This would be something along those same lines. You can find it online. They also, so they don't like certain scents, right? There's certain smells.
I made an oil with garlic, cloves, cinnamon, and vinegar. And
okay.
They kind of like mixed it up and sprayed it, and it lasts for a couple of days, and then they rake back.
So they don't like citrus as well.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just an easy way, and it doesn't look great, but you have an orange and you take the peel and just throw it in the garden around there. They don't like that smell.
Okay.
Sometimes that'll work. Sometimes, even human hair, like say you, from a hairbrush, you just throw that in the area. Sometimes they just don't like that, right? They just...
Okay.
It's one thing that they don't like. Another thing would be maybe throwing like pine cones in that area because they don't like sharp things on their paws.
Right.
Right.
Over the summer, I went and got seaweed.
Yeah.
And put it over the garden and let it dry.
Yeah. So I would use something that's prickly that they don't like. I get to hit a break. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Falmouth.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick, and thank you. I had a couple questions about...
Sure.
Plants that I ordered for the upcoming spring.
Yep.
A couple berries, a goji and an elder. And I wanted to ask if you need two of those for pollination to occur.
Okay, and you said one was the goji berry?
Yep, goji berry. I bought one, and I bought two elderberries, so I wasn't sure if I needed a second goji. What do you think? Idea.
So the you know, they are self-pollinating, right?
Okay.
But here's the thing, it's going to take a couple seasons for it to really produce the goji berries that you're looking
okay.
for, unless it you know has come from a decent size plant.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got approximately 3 foot or 2 year plant.
Okay, so usually, you know, it takes 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So the first couple of years when it's planted, it doesn't usually produce that much. The third year, in general, when any plant is out there is growing, is the best growing season that it'll have in its, you know, short period.
Okay.
What I like to do, you know, this isn't necessarily something you have to do. This is really up to you. But when it comes to anything that is self-pollinating, what I like to do is get a couple of the same plant to kind of work together and help each other out by producing. Like a lot of blueberries that are self-pollinating, they actually suggest putting multiple to help. They just brings the bees closer, brings the pollinators closer, so that when it is time, they can produce more. So I'd recommend that here with the goji berry, but it doesn't necessarily need a pollinator because they are self-pollinating.
Great, yeah, that's what the reading told me, but I figured I'd ask you because if you're going to make the effort, why not get another one, you know?
Yeah, you know, this is the thing. Plants will grow better in groups. They feed off of each other, not physically, but like, you know, as a group of people, they're going to work together and feed off of each other to get better at what they're doing. It's the same type of thing with plants. We talk about it a lot with like house plants. They group them together so they can all help with their humidity. It's the same thing with fruiting plants that you're looking for in bush form. You're looking for multiple of them together so they can feed off of each other and help the other one out to produce more long term.
Okay, great. And then I ordered something very unusual. I recently heard about it. I ordered two pawpaw trees. What do you think about that? I'm in Falmouth again, so I get like 3 to 6 hours of sun at the most. Supposedly they're shade loving. You know anything about the pawpaw center?
So they are that shade loving.
What is that? Pardon the interruption, Ted. What does that like, exactly mean? Is that the same as like shade tolerant, or is it shade
yes.
really loving?
Yeah, so we're you know, they're going to need some sun to produce some right. of the some of that fruit, right? It's not like it's not one where you're going to just go into complete shade. I'd be looking at you know, a few hours a day, maybe, you know, at least 4 to 5 hours of sun a day, if you could, maybe less. You'd be all right with it. It doesn't, it's not a, you want to keep the moisture in the soil. It doesn't do well in drought, right? It's not one that, you know, so the soil doesn't have to be, like, incredible, because it will go into, like, a shady area where the soil usually isn't as good, but it's one where you don't want it to dry out,
okay.
and it can get some height to it eventually, but I see no problem it growing there on the Cape.
Right.
You're not going to have it probably as big as they say. Some will say it gets like 30 to 40 feet tall. One, that's going to take a while to get there. But two, I'm not sure it's going to hit that with some of the cold temperatures we do get here and there. But it is hardy down to zone 5, and that's where you're at. So I think it should be all right.
All right. Thanks for your time, Ben.
All right, David. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Spring's coming, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Right around the corner.
Hang in.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.